fat people. So our next act is the Proper Ladies, Annabelle and Deborah. And Annabelle is a fabulous singing teacher and is often offering classes, I think maybe a couple weeks in December, and then again after
next
the New
classes
Year.
Are going to start right after Thanksgiving. I mean the first week in December. I'm sorry.
They search the archives of songs to find the greatest old songs, and then they do these fabulous harmonies on them. So the Proper Ladies.
We're going high. We have can we have a music stand? We have a music stand coming. We have a Thanksgiving triptych. We have a lot of short little Thanksgiving things. And this is in part to help you all prepare for your Thanksgiving feast, both in entertainment that you can include and, first of all, in preparing the Thanksgiving turkey. This comes from the Pocumtuck Valley Housekeeper. It is a book that was published during the 19th century by women in Western Massachusetts to send west, far west, with their younger relatives, women, who were going to homestead out there where there were no modern conveniences.
So here's the proper thing to do on the prairie. Wash the turkey carefully inside and out. Fill the crop and then the body with your stuffing. Sew it up. Hang it by a stout cord from the hook in the ceiling before a steady fire.
You all have the hook, right?
Keep it turning till done and serve with cranberry or turnip sauce.
Now, from Lydia Maria Child in 1832, she has this advice for the young housewife. The choicest parts of a turkey are the side bones and the breast and the thigh bones. The breast and wings are called light meat. The thigh bones and side bones, dark meat. When a person declines expressing a preference, it is polite to help to both kinds. And we continue with an ode to the pumpkin by Massachusetts poet John Greenleaf Whittier.
Ah, on Thanksgiving Day, when from east and from west, from north and south, come the pilgrim and guest. When the gray-haired New Englander sees round his board the old broken links of affection restored. When the care-wearied man seeks his mother once more.
And the worn matron smiles where the girl smiled before. What moistens the lip? What brightens the eye?
What calls back the past like the rich pumpkin pie?
Feast made of loved of boyhood, the old days recalling when wood grapes were purpling and brown nuts were falling. When wild, ugly faces we carved in its skin, glaring out through the night from a candle within. When we laughed round the corn heap, our hearts all in tune, our chair, a broad pumpkin, our lantern, the moon, telling tales of the fairy who traveled like steam in a pumpkin shell coach with two rats for a team.
Then thanks for thy present. None sweeter or better e'er smoked from an oven or circled a platter. Fairer hands never wrought at a pastry more fine. Brighter eyes never watched o'er its baking than thine. And the prayer, which my mouth is too full to express, swells my heart, that thy shadow may never be less, that the days of thy lot may be lengthened below, and the fame of thy worth like a pumpkin vine grow.
And thy life be as sweet, and its last sunset sky golden tinted and fair as thy own pumpkin pie. And from Lydia Maria Child, one more thing.
Over the river and through the wood to grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the nose and bites the toes as over the ground we go. Over the river and through the wood to have a first-rate play. See, hear the bells ring, ting-a-ling-ling, hurrah for Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood, trot fast, my dapple gray. Spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Thanksgiving Day.
Over the river and through the wood and straight through the barnyard gate, we seem to go extremely slow. It is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood. Now grandmother's cap I spy. Hurrah for the fun! Is the pudding done? Hurrah for the pumpkin pie.
Over the river and through the wood to grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood. Now grandmother's cap I spy.
Hurrah for the fun!
Is the pudding done? Hurrah for the pumpkin pie. Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Probably will.
Have what?
That was great. Thank you.
We get poetry and singing. So nice seasonal pieces from Annabelle and Deborah.